When is it ever feasible or practical to use the words God and fast in the same sentence? In fact, I bet some of you are arguing right now that the two are 99.99999% of the time mutually exclusive. I feel you. I can't argue with that. Truth be told, most of the time, we really do feel as though God never seems to be on board with our schedules, particularly in those things that are most meaningful to us. How many of you have been waiting for something that you've actually even forgotten about? You've pretty much called it a day and, in some sense, moved on. Then there might be a few of you who were immediately captivated by this topic with the thought that, yes, finally, some new tip or trick on how to catalyze the process of getting me to my goals. I also understand your sentiments. There are some things that I want to see happen right now, and I sometimes think I would give anything for God or circumstances to put a rush on it. Does God have a fast track to get you the success you're looking for? Yes, he does. Is it in sync with what we have in mind? Unfortunately, and fortunately, most of the time, no, it's not. Is it worth listening to this podcast after having you believe and now telling you that there is no magic formula to getting around God? Let's put it this way. If you stick around to the end of this podcast segment, I promise you it will be worth the 20 minutes or so you have invested. Welcome to this week's segment of the Building According to Pattern podcast series, the most informative, provocative, and life-transforming podcast you will ever tune into. I am your host, Georgia A. Bryce. Can you believe that we have been at this for 5 months already, having started in September of 2013? Who would have thought that one random conversation on a Saturday morning with a friend would have led to the unfolding of such a powerful vehicle that is now making inroads across the globe and radically altering the course of people's lives? If you happened upon this podcast for the very first time, trust me when I say it is not a coincidence. God led you here. There is something contained in the content of what I have to say today that will be the key to propelling you further into the plans your master designer and manufacturer has in mind for you. And I can say this with boldness and with confidence because I earnestly prayed to that end. When you get through listening to this segment, I strongly encourage you to hop on over to my podcast page for the list of archived messages that are available since September of 2013. The topics you're going to find are as diverse as my audience, but you are guaranteed to find even more meat for your journey as you're traveling. Solutions, answers, directions, instructions, you name it, you will find it. Simply visit the address, that's batplc.podbean.com, and scroll through the list of messages at your own leisure. My base, I want to welcome you back as usual. So happy that you could join me again. So at this moment in time, I want you to get your manual. And for those who don't know, your manual is the word of God. I want you to get it in hand so I could begin to hit you with some deep truths that you will need to know at your very core if you are going to discover the fast track to success, doing it God's way. I want to start off by bringing you a scripture from Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. And it says, "Since before time began, no one has ever imagined, no ear heard, no eye seen, a God like you who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who happily do what is right, who keep a good memory of the way you work." The next passage I want to point out to you is from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. But as the scriptures, your manual for living, says, "No eye has ever seen, and no ear has ever heard, and it has never occurred to the human heart all the things God prepared for those who love him." Another version puts it this way: "But on the contrary, As the scripture says, what eye has seen has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed. It is the will of your master manufacturer that you succeed. In fact, success was etched into your design. You were built to succeed, whether in doing good things or doing wrong things. If you set out to accomplish something, you were designed to succeed at that. And if you determine or resolve to do absolutely nothing, you will have good success in that area as well. When the master manufacturer finished the portions of creation that had the capacity to perpetuate themselves, that is, all living creatures, it is detailed in the book of Beginnings, Genesis, that he pronounced a blessing. The word bless here in the Hebrew language is barak, and it means to have prosperity invoked. Human beings were activated with the capacity to grow, to increase, or to multiply. Now, what exactly we multiply is a whole other story. So we're talking about the concept of success. So it would behoove me to then provide you with a baseline definition of what the word success is. According to dictionary.com, the term success means the favorable or prosperous termination of attempts or endeavors, the accomplishment of one's goals, the attainment of wealth, position, honors, or the like. The concept of success for a from a human perspective is very subjective. There are people who have attained wealth, position, honors, or the like, have had favorable or prosperous termination of attempts or endeavors, or have experienced the accomplishment of their goals, but for some strange reason, still get hooked on drugs and alcohol, are extremely unhappy and unfulfilled, and some have even gone as far as taking their own lives. Yet, from a humanistic standpoint, we consider these people to be successful. I'd say we venture to discover what is God's definition of success. The Hebrew word for success is the word seikel or sakal, and it means to act wisely, to comprehend, discern, gain insight, give heed, prosper, show intelligence, to understand, to behave wisely. This is a far cry from the concepts we have in mind regarding what success really is. Let me share another definition of the word success with you, as shared by teacher extraordinaire Dr. Miles Monroe in his series on the six secrets to success. Simply stated, success is the obedience to principles. It is working in full compliance with the inbuilt design and mechanism of a product. You were designed to function in a particular manner, and the moment you choose to operate in a manner contrary or alternate to your design, like any product, you will malfunction or experience the antithesis to success, which is failure. Your master manufacturer, because of his commitment to your success, did something extraordinary for you. In your manual, detailed in Psalm 25, verse 12, it states this: Who are those who respect or fear the Lord? He will point them to or teach them the best way they should choose. Now, when I first understood what this psalm meant, you know what has since been my daily prayer? It is for the master manufacturer to show me, teach me the best route I need to take to make it into my expected end, to fast track my life towards success, to travel the specific path designed for you, and to come into the expected end that not only you have in mind for yourself, but what your master manufacturer has also prepared for you. You must have the capacity to comprehend or understand what it is he's saying and showing you. You must have the ability to discern what which direction you need to take, particularly when faced with major decisions, and you must have insight and eyesight. You must be willing to give heed to his instructions. You must know how to think or exercise common sense. You must know how to behave yourself wisely, and you must know how to remain submitted or obedient to principles. This is how you fast track your way into success, the kind of success designed by God. From God's perspective, success is never defined by the goal. Instead, it is the process of getting to your goal that determines whether you are successful or not. The things you do, the character changes you make, and the paradigm shifts that occur along the way. How much more your image begins to closely resemble that of his son as you journey, and how much of what he places you in the earth to do, you are diligently accomplishing. This is what success looks like from God's vantage point. It has nothing to do with your ambitions. Instead, it has everything to do with his plans for your life. If you have no clue concerning why you were placed in the earth, of who you are, and where your identity lies, you cannot even begin thinking about being fast-tracked. You, my friend, are completely off track. Now, does God really speed up the pace of getting you to where you need to be? The answer to that is no. God is about process. He is always focused on the process itself of getting you to your end or to your goal. Process takes time. For Joseph, the young Jewish boy who had a vision that he would one day rule in the same man in some manner and that his family would serve him, it took being thrown into a pit, being sold into slavery, being framed by a sex-crazed, out-of-control woman, and being tossed into a prison before what he saw came to pass. Could God have preserved him from this process? Absolutely. David was called out of the sheep pen and anointed and declared as king over Israel. It would take him 17 years to see this vision begin to manifest. For Jesus, it took 30 years of preparation to accomplish 3 years of ministry. Could his time have been shortened? I don't see why not. After all, he was a son of God. Understand this one truth. God can at any time alter the course of things to facilitate your desired progress. But believe it or not, and as paradoxical as it sounds, in the kingdom of God, the way up is always the way down. God's fast track always requires the establishing of your character for where he is taking you. The period of processing helps to facilitate this. Does God really speed up the pace of getting you to where you need to be? The answer to that is yes. He absolutely does. Now I want you to stay with me. I don't want you to get confused at this point. There are two Greek words that are used to refer to our English concept of the word time. For God, timing is everything. The first word is chronos, and this refers to time in duration or the succession of moments or chronology as we know and understand it. The other term is kairo, and it means the right or opportune moment or the supreme moment. It signifies a time lapse, a moment of indeterminate time in which everything happens. I'd like to believe it's the moment when God steps in and begins to alter the course of things to catalyze you bullseye into what he has designed for you. It's a phenomenon that you cannot make happen. Only God. Like the moment Joseph was hurriedly summoned from prison, given a fresh change of clothes, a beard and a haircut, and brought before Pharaoh, and in the next moment catapulted from being a prisoner to being second in command of the greatest dynasty at the time. Like the moment David was anointed a second time and installed as king over Hebron and almost taken by force to be king over Israel. Like the moment Jesus Christ showed up at the River Jordan to be baptized by John and was immediately anointed and catapulted into his job of hauling the world into a new era, back to the beginning. You and I also have Kairos moments appointed for our lives where God will just step in and put the pedal to the metal. Oftentimes, he uses relationships to facilitate this. Here's the secret that I have discovered about this trend of his. Most of the time, he only uses one. All you need is that one person, that one door, that one open door, that one conversation to create an avalanche of changes and opportunities. Somehow, God enables you to redeem the time of waiting and enduring the process. The key to being fast-tracked for success is remaining in and submitting to the will of God. That submission is going to cost you something. It might warrant you being lonely or isolated for a season. It might mean letting some opportunities pass you by, especially things related to our innermost desires and wants. It might demand delayed gratification. It might require sacrifice. It might require of you spending time doing some things that you really don't want to and with people that you don't necessarily care about. You must be willing to trust him and to remain obedient to him, no matter what you think or what others might say. You must be willing to follow the prescribed pathway God has designed for you. If you do not know what that is, you will have to engage him. You're going to need the help of his authorized representative in the earth, the Holy Spirit, to make his will for your life plain. In order to receive the Holy Spirit, who comes to guide you into all truth and supply you with the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and strategies you need to achieve good success and prosperity, you need a relationship with your master manufacturer, who's also your heavenly father. You cannot enter into a relationship with the Father unless you come to him through his son, Jesus Christ. When you receive Christ as Lord of your life, it means he is given the right to take charge of your life. He fills you with his Holy Spirit, who then works in you to reveal the things that you have not seen, or your ears heard, or that which has not yet entered into your heart concerning the things that God has prepared for you. If you have not made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, or if you did once, but somehow strayed away from your relationship with him, the fact that you're listening to this message is your signal that God wants to restore you to himself. Do not let this moment pass you by without asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, to come into your heart, and to take control of your life. It is that simple when prayed from a sincere heart. Looking for the fast track to success? Let me leave you with this passage from your manual from Joshua 1, verse 8. The King James Version puts it this way: "This book of the law, your manual, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." The Message Bible puts it this way: "Make sure you carry out the revelation that Moses commanded you, every bit of it. Don't get off track, either left or right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. And don't for a minute let this book of the revelation be out of your mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage, don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step of the way. The Voice version has it this way. Let the words from the book of the law be always on your lips. Meditate on them day and night, so that you may be careful to live by all that is written in it. If you do, as you make your way through this world, you will prosper and always find success. And the New Living Translation version has it this way. Study this book of instruction or direction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And finally, the Expanded Bible puts it this way. Always remember, do not let depart from your mouth what is written in the book of the teachings. Study on it day and night to be sure, to be careful and diligent, to obey everything that is written there. If you do this, you will be wise or prudent and successful in everything or along life's path along the way. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for making the path to our success clear and for giving us everything we need to make it into our expected end. We choose to subscribe to your ways and to uphold your instructions and directions. We abandon our ideas of what we think success is and what we believe it will take to bring us success, and we embrace your philosophy of success. Grant us the wisdom we need and help us to take your instructions and meditate on them constantly so that we will know what we need to do when we need to. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Did this segment turn out to be what you were expecting? Did you gain some new insight, or was it a refresher for you? Are you a lot clearer in your mind concerning what you need to do to get on God's fast track for success? I hope so. Why not leave me some feedback or shoot me an email to tell me about it? Post a comment on my podcast page or send me an email at info, I-N-F-O, at buildingaccordingtopattern.com. Alternately, you can send me a message via Twitter or Instagram at Georgia BATPLLC, and that's one word. I would love to hear from you. Let me take this time to remind you of my upcoming speaking engagement at the Women Empowering Women Conference that's slated from March 8th, 2014 at 3 p.m. in the beautiful city of Hollandale, Florida. I will be speaking on the topic Dominion Activation, the power of your creative energy. Now, if you're interested in getting more information about this upcoming event, please feel free to send me an email or send me a message via Facebook, and my Facebook address is Building According to Pattern. Or you could contact the conference hosts, Kimberly and Ariane, and their contact numbers are 954-459 0576 or 786-454-5528. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing some of my listeners from my podcast segment showing up for that conference. Now, I do have a number of other speaking engagements scheduled or are in the process of being scheduled, and I will make it my duty to bring you the relevant details as we approach those dates. As always, thank you for making the podcast a part of your weekly routine. Don't forget to visit the podcast page to listen to the previous segments and to subscribe to my podcast channel. Doing so will ensure that each new segment is delivered directly to your listening device so that you never have to miss any of the messages that have been posted. Do so by simply clicking on the RSS feed icon in the top right-hand corner of the page. And again, that address is BATPLLC.podbean.com. Listen, have a blast this week. Until we meet again, this is Georgia A. Bryce, host of the Building According to Pattern podcast series. Stay blessed, be blessed, and take care. Bye.